Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, March 28th, 2024. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Well, it is Thursday, which means we got a special guest joining us. Joining us now from the Times Independent staff, Sophia Fisher, reporter for the Times Independent. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to join us this morning. You guys, you were telling me off air, it's another packed edition of the TI. What's in this latest edition?
Yeah, it was a really newsy week last week. One of our biggest stories is that Sea Cave-In, the local domestic violence prevention nonprofit, received a $2 million award from Yield Giving, which is the charitable foundation of philanthropist Mackenzie Scott. So really exciting news there.
Yeah, that is really exciting. I know that it was news you guys were able to break before the edition came out. Were you able to speak with Abby about that recipient being given that award?
Yeah, we spoke a little bit with Abby Taylor. She's the executive director of Sea Cave-In. She's completely thrilled. I don't think they have developed very specific plans for the money yet. I think it's decently unrestricted, but I know that it'll, you know, help them expand their services, especially as, you know, demand for their services is rising in both Grand and San Juan counties.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great news. Well, you've got a lot of other news as well, including some changes at Moab City.
Yeah, last week, City Manager Carly Castle announced that she will be resigning her position effective April 12th. She's been with the city for close to 5 years, the last two or so as city manager, and I know that she gave kind of an emotional address to Moab City Council on Tuesday. She's leaving to take a position with the Salt Lake City Attorney's Office. She'll be a senior city attorney there, so we certainly wish her all the best. Carly kind of helped guide the city through a pretty tumultuous period a few years ago, so she will certainly be missed.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of other items, you know, on the cover and then in the interior, too. You took a look at Dark Skies Ordinance in Grand County. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Grand County Commission meeting last week, the commission kind of informally agreed that they would push off the enforcement date of their Dark Skies Ordinance. Now, that was passed in 2019, and that original ordinance said that, you know, 5 years after the date of the legislation, they would start enforcing the dark skies rules on all existing light fixtures. So that includes, like, outdoor lighting needs to be shielded downward. You can't emit more than a certain amount of light on your property. You know, there are different requirements for commercial versus residential. But, you know, COVID has happened in the interim. It's becoming clear that the ordinance needs a little bit of work. And the county hasn't really educated the public, you know, about this upcoming enforcement date. So they agreed to push it off by at least 2 to 3 years, possibly even as many as 5. But it's looking more likely 2 or 3 years.
Very interesting. Well, again, like we mentioned, you got a lot of info in this latest edition of the Times Independent. I see Doug wrote about surviving the start of the tourism season, which, of course, is here with Easter Jeep Safari. A bunch of other news in the opinion piece and recreation. And, of course, like you said, there's a lot of big news throughout the paper. Anything else you'd like to highlight this morning, Sophia?
Yeah, welcome to Easter Jeep. It's been fun seeing them drive around town this week. And just on a personal note, too, I have an op-ed in the paper this week announcing my own departure from the TI. I'll be leaving my position as reporter at the end of April, and, you know, it's nothing bad. I'm just really excited to do something new, and I've greatly enjoyed my time for the last 2.5 years serving as reporter at the TI. So I'm sad to leave the position, but also excited for the community to get a new reporter and a new voice.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to be excited for you, but I think we're a little upset over here at Red Rock 92. We'll definitely miss you. That is the biggest news, I guess I would say, internally at the Times Independent. So appreciate all the work that you've done. And when is it that you're leaving again?
End of April.
Okay, so we're gonna keep you coming on the morning show as long as we can. But thank you for all your great work, Sophia. It's been great working with you, and thanks for taking the time this morning.
Oh, sure. And I appreciate coming on the show each week and talking to another kind of regional / local newspaper. I was interviewing somebody out of Denver the other day, and he was like, "Hi, I didn't know there was a newspaper in Moab. Like, I thought all the local newspapers were dead by now." So the fact that we have one in San Juan County and in Grand County, I think is pretty special.
Yeah. Yep. And it's fun to work together. So, well, very good. We appreciate you again. That's Sophia Fisher, reporter with the Times Independent, joining us here on the Red Rock Morning Show. Glad you've joined us for another edition. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Yeah, that's some Psycho Pig barbecue. Seasoning, spices, charcoal. Rubbing and smoking low and slow. Never had barbecue so tasty before. It's so good you go crazy for more. Yeah, that's some Psycho Pig barbecue.
Psycho Pig Barbecues at the Moab Easter Jeep Safari through Saturday night. Come get your fix on all the smoked brisket, savory pulled pork, smoked cowboy beans, smoked mac and cheese, and handmade sauces at Pedigo Electric Bikes, 1076 South Highway 191.
Looking for your next career? The Synergy Company is now hiring for multiple positions. The Synergy Company is proud to partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site licensed quality childcare to our employees with a generous employer subsidy. Red Rock Tots is also open to the public and is accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. To enroll your child, call Heather at 435-313-4387. For employment info, visit thesynergycompany.com.
The Doobie Sisters, Montezuma County's only family-owned and operated recreational cannabis dispensary, is excited to announce the opening of their second location in Mancos. Find great deals during happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6 and shop a newly expanded inventory. There's always something for everyone at the Doobie Sisters. Order online at doobiesistersco.com. The Doobie Sisters, the best cannabis customer experience in the Four Corners since 2016.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, March 28th, 2024. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We've got more news and happenings for you throughout the area, including some tragic news out of the Monument Valley area. A fatal crash occurring just this past Monday, March 25th. Involving, according to law enforcement officials, someone apparently impaired. The report from the Department of Public Safety sharing that about 8:30 on Monday evening, a 2015 Chevy Silverado was headed northbound on State Route 163 near milepost 9 in San Juan County. Again, that's between Monument Valley and Forrest Gump Hill. At that time, the Silverado crossed the center line and struck a southbound 2010 Ford Ranger front driver's side to the front on the front driver's side. So both those together, the Ranger spun off the roadway and rolled onto its passenger side. Two occupants of the Ranger succumbed to injuries and died at the scene. First was a 45-year-old woman driver. The second was a 53-year-old male passenger. The other two adult occupants of the Ranger were transported to an area hospital in serious condition. The 33-year-old male driver of the Silverado sustained minor injuries and was transported to a local hospital, but later returned to the scene. Troopers conducted a DUI investigation and arrested that driver for impaired driving, and he was later booked into the San Juan County Jail. The Navajo Nation requested an outside agency to investigate the incident. Utah Highway Patrol, in conjunction with the FBI, is conducting an investigation. State Route 163 was closed during that time as they worked on the the scene. Case is under investigation and will be reviewed with the county attorney for any pending charges. But again, just a tragic story there out of Monument Valley. Again, a fatal car crash happening there around milepost 9 between on Highway 163 between Monument Valley and Forest Gump Hill. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. And again, our condolences to those impacted by that that previous story. We have more news and happenings for you this morning throughout the area, including the latest out of the San Juan County Commission meeting. Members of the commission had a short meeting at their latest meeting. They talked a little bit about a project to involve Empire Electric Association. They asked for a letter that was approved by the county to help them seek grant funding to aid in efforts to run electrical lines underground rather than overhead where possible. As part of that letter, the county also signaled support in helping Empire Electric to be made aware of any time a project is occurring in the county, such as a UDOT road project that may have an open trench that Empire Electric can also share costs to get those lines in. County Administrator Mac McDonald explained when questioned that there's no resource commitment from the county to bury electrical lines for Empire Electric, just that the county would alert Empire Electric of projects that the co-op could partner with to help the contractor and Empire Electric share costs in a project to bury utility lines. At the meeting, members of the San Juan County Commission also heard public comment from a Blanding resident who operates Sunrise Outfit Scenic Adventures in Blanding. Josh Nelson spoke to the commission about the recently published Bears Ears draft management plan and identified alternatives in a plan. Of course, the 90-day public comment period on the plan is open through June 11th, and several public meetings occurring during that time frame as well, including one at USU Blanding on Tuesday, April 23rd, and one in Monument Valley High School on Thursday, May 16th. Nelson addressed the council with concerns with the plan, in particular with the identified preferred alternative, and commissioners agreed with his assessment and concerns with the plan that the county agreed with. Adams recommended Nelson share his comments with county staff and recommended the public weigh in on the plan. Commissioners were in step with some of the shared concerns about the Bears Ears land management plan and the identified preferred alternative. Commissioner Adams included that he shared his frustrations with Bureau of Land Management representatives about the draft. He said, quote, "I expressed to them my frustrations and I've just expressed to you." And he said, "You know, the final draft is not yet set, even though we've identified a preferred alternative. We really want comments from the public, the county, and anybody who has an interest." BLM representative told Adams that they want to hear comments because they have the ability to change the final decision on what's going to happen. So Adams again recommended folks weigh in on the Bears Ears National Monument draft plan. At that meeting, members of the commission also reported on some of their efforts lately. Commissioner Jamie Harvey reporting on his assignment to represent the county as part of the Bears Ears Monument Advisory Committee, also that he attended the ribbon-cutting ceremony at the food bank in Montezuma Creek. Commissioner Sylvia Stubbs also reported on visiting a Children's Justice Center in Carbon County as the San Juan County prepares to open its own devoted center in Blanding. Commissioner Adams also reported on a water conference he attended in St. George related to the allocation of water from the Colorado River and plans to try and readdress that allocation of water. So that was all part of the latest San Juan County Commission meeting. You can read more in depth about that in the latest edition of the San Juan Record. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area. Funeral services for Dottie Irene Erb, age 94, of Moab, began at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, March 29th, at the First Baptist Church in Moab, with a viewing at the church from 10 to 11. Celebration of Life Services for Davina K. Branson, age 67, of Cortez, will be held on Saturday, March 30th, from 11 to 2 at the Ertel Memorial Chapel. And services for Barbara Hall Pearson begin at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, April 6th, at the Monticello Cemetery. Barbara passed away on March 5th. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary. You're listening to The Morning Show. We'll send you to an artful moment and be back with more news and happenings on 92.7.
Easter is right around the corner. I've always wondered why it comes at different times each year. After some research, Easter is one of those days that depends on the Gregorian calendar and is based on a lunar or moon time. The holiday is set to coincide with the first Sunday after the full moon, or after the vernal equinox. Sunday is a given, generally between March 22nd and April 25th. Easter is unlike Christmas, which always falls on December 25th. Thanksgiving is always the third Thursday in November. Don't you love how traditions trickle down to us? Easter is a Christian holiday that celebrates the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Many have appropriated the holiday without the religious meaning to include bunnies, baskets, dyed eggs, chicks, Easter egg hunts, and new outfits. My mother personally always dressed me up in a new Easter outfit. All signify a new life or rebirth. And don't forget the ham. Christians only comprise about 31% of the global population. Other stats of world religions include 25.8% as Muslims and 15% as Hindu. So, do other parts of the world celebrate spring? In much of the Middle East, they celebrate spring and they call it Nowruz. It was originally began in Persia as a Zoroastrian celebration, but is wisely celebrated in Western Asia, Central Asia, the Caucasus, the Black Sea Basin, the Balkans, and South Asia. Traditional customs include fire and water, ritual dances, gift exchanges, reciting poetry, and symbolic objects. I recall fresh green growing wheat seeds, beautiful green, interspersed with boiled eggs. There needs to be 7 different dishes. That kind of reminds me of a Jewish tradition. It is deemed the first day of the new year, beginning at the vernal equinox. As one Iranian astronomer put it, it was following the first day of the official new year, Nowruz, was always the day on which the sun entered Aries before noon. It's been studied for over 2,820 years. I always thought it was cool they celebrated their new year with the awakening of the earth, rather than on January 1st, when we are still frozen with snow. People clean out their houses, our spring cleaning, and buy new clothes to wear, as well as purchase flowers, the most popular being the hyacinth and the tulip. Families visit each other and are often offered tea and pastries, cookies, fresh and dried fruits, and mixed nuts. The Wednesday before Nowruz is usually celebrated in the evening by performing rituals such as jumping over bonfires, signifying purification, and they also light off firecrackers and fireworks. Each of the 4 elements, water, fire, earth, and wind, are celebrated. On the eve of Nowruz, relatives visit and tend graves of relatives. Traditional foods are prepared called samanak, prepared using wheat germ, and is associated with certain rituals like singing while preparing the food. Nowruz to me is like combining New Year's, gift exchanges like Christmas, and Memorial Day honoring the dead into one. It is a declared national holiday. Let's face it, many people throughout the world welcome the coming of spring. Happy Easter and happy Nowruz.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country and Moab Heat and Cool. Your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on. So take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Did you know a nuclear power plant needs just 2.2 pounds of uranium to produce as much energy as 3 million pounds of coal? Energy Fuels White Mesa Mill in Blanding is becoming America's hub for a clean and reliable energy future. They're revolutionizing the way we power our world by harnessing the incredible energy contained in naturally occurring uranium to fuel clean, carbon-free nuclear power. Visit energyfuels.com to see how they're energizing tomorrow.
Ute Mountain Casino marches in a wave of excitement. Sundays are all about the luck of the hot seats. Every half hour, one lucky winner will receive free play. Will it be you? On Saturdays, Plinko Charm. Drop your way up to $1,000 in free play. Locals Day is Thursdays in March. Enjoy an extra $30 when you earn only 100 points. Join us at Ute Mountain Casino this March for nonstop fun and big wins. See you here.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Easter Jeep Safari is back, and that means so is MetalCloak's Corner Travel and Nick Suspension Testing Trailer. Located next to Taco Time and Wicked Brew Coffee, MetalCloak's free service tests the true capability of your Jeep suspension. Safe and fun to use, you've never seen your Jeep twisted like this before. Open Tuesday through Friday, see if you've got flex, or just come by for your free, yes free, commemorative t-shirt and check out MetalCloak's full line of technology-driven, game-changing products for your Jeep or Ram truck. MetalCloak, it's your Jeep, only better. Learn more at MetalCloak.com.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do. So I guess I'll remain the same.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Thursday, March 28th, 2024. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. That song, number one song on today's date in 1968, 56 years ago today, that was Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding. Song became the first posthumous single to top the charts in the U.S. Song featured a whistle tune heard before the song fades. It was originally performed by Otis Redding, who, according to producer Steve Cropper, had this little fade-out rap he was going to do. He forgot what it was, so he started whistling. On December 10th, 1967, his charter plane crashed into Lake Monona outside of Madison, Wisconsin. Redding and six others were killed. On this day in 1930, Constantinople was renamed Istanbul, first called Byzantium, then Constantinople after Constantine the Great, then Istanbul. On March 28th, 1979, an automatic valve at the Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania accidentally closed, triggering a radioactive leak far away from here, but the event had a significant impact on the Red Rock country. Today is opening day for Major League Baseball. The number of people calling in sick mysteriously rises on this day, and cities hosting an opening day game. Our two local teams, the Arizona Diamondbacks and Colorado Rockies, face off in Phoenix tonight at 8 o'clock. Are we 1 year closer to Major League Baseball in Utah? We'll see. Christians mark Maundy Thursday, which commemorates the Last Supper every year on the Thursday before Easter. And that's today, March 28th. It's also known as Holy Thursday, Covenant Thursday, and Thursday of Mysteries in various traditions. And of course, it's also the Big Easter Jeep Safari. The Red Rock Morning Show this week is sponsored by Metal Cloak. Don't miss their display in Moab. Birthdays today. Singer Lady Gaga was born today in 1986. She's 38 today, not quite in the classic hits rotation yet. It's also singer Reba McEntire's birthday today. Taking a look at local birthdays today. Happy birthday to Kaylin Smith, Colin Hupel, Crystal Clark, Allie Laney, Wade Rogers, Andrew Taylor, Becky Jensen Young, and Mary Allison Platt. Happy birthday. Yesterday we missed a birthday shout-out for Sue Halliday. Happy birthday, Sue. I hope it was a good one. Oh, we got one other birthday as well. It's Jimmy Forrest's birthday today, too. So lots of birthdays. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. Again, it's the morning show on 92.7. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back to close out the show. You're listening to the morning show on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Looking for your next career? The Synergy Company is now hiring multiple positions. They partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site licensed and quality child care to employees. Red Rock Tots is accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. For more information, call Heather at 435-313-4387. For employment opportunities at the Synergy Company, call 435-610-2783 or apply online at thesynergycompany.com. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist and an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade, that's M-S-L-A-D-E, at sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonlands Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including Environmental Health Director, a full-time Economic Development Specialist, and an advanced EMT or paramedic. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomah role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Diné Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info at redrock92.com.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auctions. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related, vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Right on in Rawhide.
This announcement is brought to you by Addicts Overland. The Addicts Jeep Gladiator Overlanding Camper is the first fully modular camper shell that seamlessly integrates into the Jeep Gladiator body. Come check Addicts out and their overlanding trailer during Jeep Easter Safari at Walker Drug in Moab on Monday and Tuesday and at the Spanish Trails Arena on Thursday and Friday. To learn more, visit addictsoverland.com. That's addictsoverland.com.
Welcome to Moab and the Easter Jeep Safari from El Tapatio, the finest Mexican food in Moab. While you're here, come treat your taste buds to a delicious fajita, burrito, enchilada, or torta. Enjoy a freshly made margarita, cocktail, or cerveza from the bar. Ask about our daily specials and our private dining room for groups. For a festive atmosphere and a taste of old Mexico, pay a visit to El Tapatio in Moab at 125 South Main next to the Best Western.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7. It is Thursday, March 28th, 2024. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. Checking out regional sports report. The Utah Jazz losing to the San Antonio Spurs yesterday in Salt Lake City, and a matchup of our other two regional teams, Phoenix, beating the Denver Nuggets 104-97 in Denver. Kevin Durant with 30 points, Nikola Jokic with 22. No NBA games tonight, but of course we're back with the NCAA tournament. Men's Sweet 16 is starting up tonight. And let's see, I know we have Arizona. Yeah, they are playing tonight. That's right, at 5 o'clock, taking on Clemson. It's our one Four Corners state school still in competition at the in the men's side. University of Colorado competing in the women's on the women's side. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.